from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's John's 50th birthday. Great to be with you 2 days from the start of the Eagles season, Eagles and Packers in Brazil. By the way, wait till you hear the latest way Sirianni messaged it yesterday. He is really trying to put positivity out there, I think, to his guys. Because I think the guys are all probably like not really thrilled they got to go to Brazil. So we'll play some audio.
I'm sure the NFL is saying, hey, organizations, coaches, can you please sound excited about this?
Yeah, Darius had to put out a tweet like apologizing to anybody he might have offended.
Which was unnecessary. Yeah. I mean, for the love of God. All right. And also the Phils, a tremendous victory last night. Salvador and Coatesville right now. What's going on, Salvador?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Salvador. Salvatore.
Hey,
is it Salvatore?
It's Salvador, man, with a D. Right. I don't know why Joe always pronounces it with a T.
My screen says a T. It says
we got to get it fixed. Yeah. We got it now it's fixed.
All right, but that was a seltzer issue. Just to be clear, don't hang that L on me. I mean,
let me just tell you, it's a Salvador issue, and we'll leave it at that. All right.
No, we don't think he enunciates.
What a team player Joe DeCamera is. Just throw seltzer under the bus as quickly as possible.
How rude!
All right, what do you got, Salvador?
Hey, I didn't think we were going to see Taiwan so soon. What's going on, man?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because they needed to get through 25 outs last night to win the game after the starting pitcher. So naturally, you're going to go to your long man at some point. I mean, they had freaking Alvarado, and I love Alvarado. They had him in there in the third inning.
That was crazy.
Talk about low leverage.
That was so crazy.
Right. So obviously, Taiwan's got to get in there at some point. By the way, they're also trying to, win another game today. So,
and they also want to see what Taiwan can do in this new capacity, and he failed in that capacity.
Oh, he just stinks. He just stinks.
Yeah, and giving up the 2-run homer.
Nobody wanted to see what he could do. Like, not nobody. I don't know why they threw him out there.
Well,
he's not a long man. He's not a short man. He's not a man.
Well,
wow.
That's a little harsh.
Dude.
That might not even be politically correct anymore.
I don't think it is, actually.
I don't care. What do I care?
I know you don't.
All right, Salvador, give me an answer. The best old person character ever, a movie or a show or a book?
You might say Mr. Miyagi.
Ooh. So is he old enough?
He's old,
I don't know about that.
Hey, you don't know how old Mr. Miyagi is,
60,
do you?
62.
No, you don't know that.
John, you're 12 years younger than Miyagi in one.
Don't say that.
No, he's
That's not
that.
True. Mr. Miyagi's 75.
Dude, okay, there
he's
was...
He's 70-something.
There was a World War II connection, if
I'm
you remember. Something about World War II, and that movie was...
So do you guys want to... So
that movie is... Let me just say, that movie was in 84.
So real quick.
Which is 39 years after World War II ended.
When
86!
When the movie was made, when the movie was made, he was 52 years old.
Yeah.
And the character was supposed to be 59.
Yeah, John.
Jeez.
Yeah, so it kind of totally crossed Miyagi off the list. And, John, that shows you you're getting...
59 doesn't make any sense.
You're
That's
getting up
wrong.
There.
Like, why are we to trust
I will say, especially when you go back and watch a lot of, 80s, 90s, whatever type stuff, especially the 80s, people just looked older then, styling
really
the way... I was watching The Big Chill, and it's these people are supposed to be 30, and they look like they're 50. I just think people looked older because of styling and all that
stuff.
How
about this reality? 40 years ago, when you were 70, you were near death.
Wow. There you go.
Now when you're 70, you got another 25 years to go.
Look at that.
All right? Oh, let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Morning, team. Good morning, Ross.
What up?
So, couple of questions, concerns about the Eagles' depth chart, and I know there's some flexibility with practice squad and whatnot, but if Juergens goes down, are they bumping up Gates or McMahon at center, or are they going to shift Dickerson over to center?
That's a great question.
Alabama.
Ross, what do you make of that?
Yeah, they're not shifting Dickerson. I would imagine that they'll promote Nick Gates, who started at center for the Commanders last year, looked pretty good at both center and guard. in the preseason games. Veteran guy, still getting paid $2 million guaranteed from the Commanders, by the way.
That's nice.
I would imagine he is a practice squad call-up and then active for game day. And so I think Fred Johnson will be the next guy to go in at either tackle spot, and I think Fred would do okay. And I think Gates is probably going to be the next guy to go in at center and both guards.
Nick Gates, number 61.
But they just re-signed Jack Driscoll, too, for the guard spots, potentially.
Well, he's on practice squad, but I don't know. I don't know that they're going to put Driscoll, first of all, right away ahead of Steen. But what I do think is interesting is I'm assuming Steen will be active, but is it Steen or Kennard? I'll be curious to see the eighth guy
they
is.
Do well, feel, Keegan was playing a lot, too, in the preseason.
They do feel light.
Yeah, but
light.
He's only play one spot. They're not going to do that.
They feel light on the backup offensive line, like really light, much more so than past years. Ed, what's your other Eagles question?
It's the defensive backfield, you know, with Blankenship starting, is that sort of he kind of a placeholder until DeGene's maybe ready?
I hope so.
He
fills a role. I would expect that they're going to have,
but that could be next
defenses
year.
Defenses with multiple, like with three safeties, where you've got,
don't forget about Sidney Brown. Sidney Brown is a baller. We'll see how Blankenship plays early in the year. They really like him. He's smart. He's tough. He's a good tackler. If he struggles,
he's just slow.
I would think that Sidney Brown would be the next guy to get that opportunity because, to my knowledge, Cooper DeGene has not taken any snaps at safety.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's asking a lot.
And that's what I meant by next year. Like, I don't think DeGene's a safety this year. Ed, give me a great answer, an old person character.
Has Fred Sanford been said yet?
You know, that is a great answer.
And how old was he?
Well, he's old enough then.
How old was he perceived
to be?
Probably
like 50 when he did that.
Oh, I would say the character is about 66 years old, which, again, based on the standard of 40 years ago, was old. See, I wouldn't call 66 old now, not old. But back then, 66, to me, he qualifies. I like that.
65-year-old widower.
Elizabeth!
Yeah. Red Fox was 49 when the series began.
But he was older than that in the show.
Yeah, as the show progressed. But he was 49 when the show started, and he was portraying a 65-year-old widower.
Now, that answer works for me. Right, speaking of answers, Ross, and we just referenced like who's going to even dress. So very unusual for a team to not dress in game one of year one, their second and third round picks. But maybe this team doesn't dress them on Friday night. Does DeGene get activated Friday? Does Jalix Hunt get activated Friday?
Good questions. I don't know the answer to either one of those.
Right? Well, I mean, DeGene would not? I mean, I would be really surprised if he plays coming up in 2 days.
I don't know. I'd say really surprised. I thought he was up and down in that last preseason game against the Vikings. He actually played a lot. They really wanted to see.
I thought it was more like down and down.
he was out there so much, and
he was good against the run. He was good against the run.
They were asking so much of him. Like,
yeah, he was good against the run, making tackles and stuff.
He's playing linebacker the whole game, like as a nickel linebacker. But let's see how tough you are, bud.
The Hunt thing is interesting because he didn't play in that last preseason game. And a guy like Nolan Smith did. Now, I think Hunt might have tweaked something earlier in that week, so maybe that's why he didn't play. But I was sitting there thinking during the game, so Hunt's not playing,
wow.
but Nolan Smith is. Oof. I think maybe it's because Hunt had tweaked something. But that is one to watch to me, to see the rep, how they hand out the snaps.
Totally.
At edge rusher. Hey, I'll tell you this much, guys, right now.
Jalix Hunt might be ahead of Nolan Smith.
That would be wild.
I don't know that. I do know this. Fangio lit up when he talked about Brandon Graham. And I think Brandon Graham is going to play probably more than he did last year. I think the top three guys are going to be Huff, Sweat, and Brandon Graham. And okay. I think Brandon Graham is going to play. I mean, like he said it, and Fangio told him, you better be ready to go. I mean, they're not – this is not just like a farewell tour for Brandon Graham. They think Good. He can still play.
Well, I'd say especially early, Ross, while the other two younger guys get their you know, sense about the league. I mean, Nolan Smith barely played last year. Hunt hasn't played. So, yeah, Friday night, I'm leaning on Brandon Graham because I'm not leaning on the other guys for sure early. All right, Ross, I also want to get to – we'll do some around-the-league stuff. Now, this is an around-the-league that comes right on back to the Eagles. Hassan Reddick is the only remaining player in pro football that is not in camp, whatever would you call it, not with his team.
Holding out.
Holding out. He is holding out. So he meant it, right? I mean, he just wasn't going to give in. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. What I am saying is he meant it. That he wasn't going to play unless he got the deal he wanted. I mean, in hindsight, when you see, John, when that trade got made, if you remember, one of my points that made me so aggravated that I thought the Eagles should have kept him, and I may have been totally wrong. It's happened two or three times before in my life, I'll admit. Is like, this dude's not really going to not play. He's not really going to forego $15 million or $1 million a year
super
or $1 million a game.
Extra Ron.
So Ross, if he doesn't get the deal he wants, is he going to sit out like the next 10 weeks?
I don't think so, but I will say I this whole situation, I'm flabbergasted by it.
Totally.
First of all, the Jets, are you out of your mind? The guy is from Philadelphia. The Eagles have a really good team. If he was going to play for $15 million this year, he'd be playing for the Eagles. Howie's not dumb. I mean, Howie would not have gotten rid of Reddick if he thought there was a chance Reddick would be fine playing for $15 million. So I have no idea what the Jets are doing. But then conversely, Hassan Reddick, guys, he has already racked up $2 million in unrescindable fines. Well, if you're a veteran player...
They're unrescindable? I've never heard of this.
Yes, this is with the latest CBA, John. If you're on your second contract or later, it's $50,000 per day.
Did he...
Trent Williams, the Niners left tackle, just got a new deal. $2 million in fines. So, like, I have no idea. Look, I don't... Different people might have different opinions on this. There's no chance I would give any NFL team back $50,000 a day. I would show up the first day, and as I'm walking up the steps to my dorm room, my hammy would get tight, okay?
Yeah.
Or I would hurt my back. Like, it's crazy to me.
You malingerer, Ross.
Well, look, I mean, I'm not giving the team money back, because guess what? They sure as heck won't give it back to you.
I see right through your clever ploy, that's amazing. Ross Tucker.
That's amazing.
Dude, right. My back hurts. I'm sorry. I don't feel like I can play.
Prove it doesn't, Team Doc. I'm telling you it hurts. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but...
It's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.